welcome to the Ed Dye Podcast with your host, Brandon, and your co-host, Ed Dye. Ah, God, I need money.
Okay, if you want money, people, help this boy make some money because he is too young to work, and God damn it, I am not giving him any of mine. So if you guys want to know how to send some money to this boy, feel free to ask. Welcome to the show. We're on episode 63. Woo! We're very, very, very slowly approaching 100.
The next episode will be an ASMR.
A what? Like, the topic up there. Okay, so the topic is possession. Specifically, I guess the word is clergy. That's people that work in the church. Clergy possession. And the reason we're doing this, because what did we just see recently?
The nun.
How many days ago?
Like three.
On opening, well, I was going to say opening night. We saw it on Friday, but some theaters apparently you can see it Thursday. But what'd you think?
Oh, good.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you jump?
Yeah.
Should I have brought diapers? Did you piss your pants?
A little bit.
Just, you know, it's not so much I peed. It's just more, it was more like a little trinkle.
A little drop.
It was like a drop or two. But it was dry by the end of the movie, so it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. And that, you know, and at the theater, I didn't realize they had freaking burgers. We had a hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Should have made a cheeseburger, but my ass didn't think smart enough to get cheese on it. So we saw The Nun. I think the movie actually, it's funny because I found the movie to be very enjoyable. I did find it scary. I know it's part of the Conjuring series, which a lot of people have been enjoying. The one thing I found interesting is the reviews. And this I'm going to ask you. You said you liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the reviews recently, some critics, which most of the time critics can kiss my ass because what the hell do they know? But a lot of the critics have been kind of eh about the movie. They're saying it wasn't as scary. It wasn't as good. It's lacking this.
What
did you find any issues missing or anything with the story?
Well, just parts that I didn't understand. But other than that, no, not really.
I mean, but now, is it stuff that you don't understand because you think you just didn't catch on because your age, or just stuff you didn't understand because you're like, you didn't explain that well enough in the movie?
It's not that. Just like, what the fuck just happened? Because, oh, wait, I was about to say a spoiler.
Especially the part where she comes out, she's like, ah, look at my titties. Look at my deadly nun titties. No, she didn't do that. That'd be a whole other movie, though. But there was that meme I told you about where someone's like, when you search up a movie online and you find the wrong one. Because I did find somebody posted a picture of what looks like a porn version of The Nun.
God fucking damn it.
It fucking is what's happening in the picture, actually, yeah. Oh, look at my nun titties. But the movie was good. The only spoiler I'm going to give people right now, you don't have to stay for the end credits. Because we stayed and we said to each other, we're not leaving till we get kicked out.
And I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
And the credits are rolling. And then what did we hear behind us?
Everyone get out.
And we were like, what? And then the lights came on and the Warner Brothers logo appears. And then that's it. And we're like, oh, because we were so hoping for like a teaser for The Crooked Man, which is supposed to be the next film.
Mm-hmm.
And then, The Crooked Man, which is supposed to be its own spin-off film, because there is supposed to technically be a Conjuring 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I saw a poster, but I don't think it's real. But I don't know what storyline it's going to be.
Exactly.
Because they have many cases. They have a case of like a werewolf. Yeah, the Warrens. It's all based on the Warrens. We have the book somewhere here. I have to show it to you. I have a couple of the books. They're not that thick, but for your age, I don't know if you'd want to read it. But I mean, anyway.
What's a book?
A book. It's made of pages, bleached pages. The way it's like.
Is this to write on?
No, it's to read on, or you can write on it, or you write it.
Who fucking reads anymore?
I know, it's all about videos and YouTube, right?
Yeah.
It's like, look, if it's not on YouTube, it's not real.
But if you do read, congrats to you.
Congrats. Before we get started, I just want to let you guys know if you're going to be in the New York area for the Halloween season. Make sure on October 27th, if you can make it down to Long Island at Lindenhurst, come down to the Village Pub and join us as we've got an awesome Halloween show with Discipline Theory, Dead Tide, and Dead Day Rising. It's going to be Saturday night, the 27th, 8 p.m. at the Village Pub. And cool thing is, show up in costume because we're going to be having giveaways and costume prizes. Some of the giveaways are coming from Fright Rags, a company that makes these awesome horror-styled t-shirts for movies and stuff.
Yes, and I will be the bartender, by the way, just mentioning that.
Don't bitch, worry. Please.
I will let
but, come in. If you don't win a costume, you can still get a coupon for Fright Rags, because I'm sure once you go on there, you guys can check out all the cool t-shirts and stuff they have. So, like I said, that's October 27th at the Village Pub. Now, moving on to the stuff I wanted to talk about. Like we said, The Nun. And that's a bitch-ass possessed bitch. Yeah, a bitch-ass possessed bitch. Well, The Nun is more or less, I don't want to give away spoilers, but more or less, as far as everyone else figures, it's a demon, or technically a demon that seems to have possessed a nun. That's all I'll say, is because then it's up to you guys to actually watch the movie.
I understood more, but I would say more, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't want to give away more. I want them to go see the movie. I want the money... I was going to say the money to make movie. I want the movie to make money so they can make another one, because I thoroughly enjoyed it.
How are they going to make another one?
Just another horror movie.
Oh,
because if they don't make money on this one, they'll be like, oh, we're not gonna make any more horror, and then they'll make something else. But demonic possession. Now, what do you know about possession? What is possession?
Where a spirit or entity takes over your body.
Yes. Now it comes in stages where there's infestation and there's like all this stuff about what happens. How it'll come in, it'll start bothering you, slowly make its way annoying you, and then slowly make its way into you. Now here's the interesting thing. With this movie having come out, I looked up and stuff, and according to Father Pat Collins, an Irish priest who actually is an exorcist, he has been telling apparently the church and been telling the world when he's been doing interviews that the demand for exorcisms has been rising. Like exponential, his words, has risen exponentially. According to him and other exorcists around the world, they've come to the same conclusion. Exorcisms are on the rise, and nobody can apparently explain why. Now, if exorcisms are on the rise, what does that mean is also rising then?
I just randomly thought of the demon's name for some reason.
Yeah, that's one thing about the movie that's interesting, that the demon's name is with a V, and apparently... in many circles of belief with demons, knowing its name, like in the movie, like in Conjuring 2, she goes, I know your name, and that gives me dominion over you. Now, also...
Can I kill someone with her name?
No, but wow. Supposedly knowing a demon's name and then saying it out loud is a form of calling the demon, which is interesting because in the movie, this bitch yells the damn thing's name like 17 times. As of yet,
can I call it in anything. Someone else's house and curse them?
No, because it might be you. It's you. It's God, you. It's going to be like
fucking damn. I mean,
it's going to be like.
Can I carve it on the wall?
Yeah, what's up? You called?
Can I just carve it on the walls?
Yeah, but that's also vandalism. But here's the interesting thing, though. You call the demon, and that might make him come. And but a lot of people are like, yeah, but if you know the demon's name, it gives you dominion over it.
Calling.
No,
it also
that's
is a
that's
problem.
Like that's like saying, hey, look, it's a wild lion. I know his name. I'm gonna put a leash on him. That gives me dominion over him. Nah, bitch, that motherfucker will still bite you and rip your head off, just like the demon. You can know his name and try to get dominion. Are you strong enough to control it? That's what comes down to. But with it, like I was saying, with the demons, if exorcisms are rising, it's because more possessions are happening.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, just how many demons are there that many possessions are happening? Or how many of them are also just mental cases?
Anyway...
I mean, think about it.
It'd be... never mind. I was going to say something.
What?
What would it be like to, like, not... how do I put this in a not so weird way? Like, to have dominion over a demon and be able to use the demon?
Well, here's the problem.
As a source of power?
Let me put it this way. Let's say it's kind of like blackmail. You know how blackmail works, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like blackmail. So it's like, you do this for me or else... And then demon's like, fine. And then the demon's like, I did it. All right, now go do this for me. Motherfucker, what? Now go do this for me. After a while, the demon's like, motherfucker, the moment you turn your back. Ooh, that's like that. It's like that joke that comedian that was in Ghostbusters, the big black girl, Les, Big Les.
Mm-hmm.
She does that. She goes, did you hear about the case where the snake ate its owner, its female owner? And she's like, oh, you got, because the damn snake was probably in that damn cage looking at her going, soon, bitch, I'm going to eat you real soon. Well, with Possession Rising, it makes it, it's interesting because with Possession and Exorcism Rising, you know what that means? You need more exorcists.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Is it possible to seal a demon inside of an item?
Technically, yes. That's what they would call binding, where you can bind something to a thing, but then that's the problem. That's kind of what a Dybbuk box also is, too, where you got the ghost of the spirit in a box and don't open that shit.
All right, fair enough.
Which is funny because if you, because I've seen posts on paranormal groups on, and everything on Facebook, and people are like, just bought myself a Dybbuk box. Let's open this bitch up. It's like it's a YouTube haul video. Like, I just got a Dybbuk box. I'm going to open it and see what kind of demon I got. And then we're going to do a contour video for my face. Well, going back to the subject, more possessions means more exorcisms means we need more exorcists. Mm-hmm. Well, as many as 250 priests from 50 countries have arrived in Rome recently to learn how to identify demonic possession and to hear personal accounts from other priests and to find out how to do exorcisms.
What is it like being possessed?
What's it like? I'll get to that. I actually have a case I'm going to tell you about. And Ooh. Here's the interesting thing about the case. We're talking about clergy possession. This is a guy. This
burns.
Is, yeah, it burns. Yeah, well, maybe, you know, next time, watch who you're sleeping with and you won't get well, those diseases that make you burn when it pees. But anyway.
Ow.
Well, knowing this, it's funny. The Vatican has opened its doors because now it's an annual exorcism course that they're giving. And the increased demand has come around from all the world's communities. The Vatican, this is like basically like home office to the Catholic Church. The Vatican is giving yearly classes, mm-hmm. well, to priests. I don't think it's just like open up like, hi, what's up? Oh, hi, I work at Barnes & Noble. Can I be in it? Yeah, come on in. No, I think you got to be a priest for this. But yeah, they're yearly classes. Think about that. Every year they got people. And like I said, I think what, last year or whatever, it was like 250. That's last year.
And imagine another, maybe even double.
And what about the year before? Just how many exorcists do we need? And the funny thing is, exorcists aren't always successful. You got to remember, Pope John Paul, who was a couple of popes ago, who was a big, popular pope. I'm talking about big, hugely popular. Tons of people loved him. Everyone thought he was probably one of the better popes we had in a while. His ass did a couple of exorcisms. He actually failed twice. He actually did exorcisms, and he actually failed. So not just anyone can be an exorcist, and not just anyone is going to be good at it. Tell you one thing on the side. I know we, our family knows a couple. Hell yeah! Anyway, last year, Pope Francis, speaking of popes, last year, Pope Francis told priests that they must not hesitate to refer parishioners to exorcists if they suffer from genuine spiritual disturbances, which is funny because, all right, in the past, the church has been very, shh, don't tell nobody about the exorcist stuff. Shh, no, you're just crazy. Don't tell nobody. Well, now it's like, listen, if you think that motherfucker's possessed, you send him to an exorcist now. Before, in the past, it was all like a hush-hush quiet thing, but now it's all out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else isn't
out? You know what suck?
What?
You shoot somebody, they fucking start running after you.
The fuck are you talking about?
No, like, you just randomly shoot somebody in the fucking head and they just start getting back up and running at you. How fucking scary would that be?
But what's that got to do with possession and exorcism?
Nothing, I just wanted to bring that up.
Is this subject scaring you? Are you getting nervous?
No, not really.
Is it making you nervous?
No.
Well, you think we're weird or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, well, if you want to know just how many people and how many supposedly exorcism and possession cases there are, 500,000 people reportedly seek exorcisms every year in Italy. 500,000 in Italy alone.
Fuck.
That's a lot. Now, imagine Italy. Now, that's not to say that all those people are possessed. Some of them are probably wackadoos. But
crack at the top of the brain just stuck there.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's a lot of people seriously going to look for stuff. Father Gary Thomas, an American priest who actually practiced exorcisms for 12 years, says that one of the reasons for the increase is that society has begun to rely more heavily on social sciences. So people aren't doing so much church stuff, mm-hmm. and fewer churches have trained exorcists. Well, hopefully now it won't. I mean, 250 this just year, that's a freaking lot. But basically what he's saying is so many people are not relying on the church for stuff. So when so there's cases of possession and stuff slowly coming out and nothing's happening because they think it's mental illness. And that's a big problem, figuring out, oh, you got a demon in you, or you just crazy. Yeah, this guy over here that's trying to bite his own face off. Is it a demon, or is he just trying to really just bite his own face off for God knows why? Well,
I think the fucking power practically just went out.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. The power just went out. Maybe we're telling too much of the truth.
Yeah. What the fuck are you gonna do about it? Fight me. Idea.
Anyway, after dealing with that little, like I said, the truth must be told. And it must be told by our funny asses. Because who said the truth got to be serious, right?
Yeah.
Hell in a handbag. At least the handbag could be fashionable. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the hell that means. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, back to what was saying. Yeah, the decline of Christianity.
Are you sure you're not possessed? Yeah. Ice cream.
Grandpa, put a finger in my butt. like I was saying, more people relying on more social sciences and less religion. Father Gary Thomas believes that it's led to an increase in superstitious practices, he believes. So more people are doing more superstitious stuff and not doing it, I guess, correctly. So it's calling issues. Now,
do you guys like shirts? Go to the next show.
Oh my God.
Halloween.
We were going to discuss that at the end, not in the middle of what we're freaking talking about, you freak. Italian priest. Oh my God, I'm gonna so mess up this name. Benigno Paglia.
Let me try this.
All right, try that right there. Right there. The one with the red underline. It means it's spelled wrong. Go on.
Benigno Paglia.
Excuse.
I'm not gonna fucking try that much.
Well, apparently, This guy told Vatican News that the growing use of tarot cards and sorcery has also led to renewed demand for exorcisms. Basically saying there's a lot of people messing with occult stuff. Now, I'm not one to say it's all bad, and I'm not one to say it's not good.
But you don't know how to do it that well, don't do it.
Again, back to the thing I said. I'm going to just put this collar on this lion, and it's mine. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. And doesn't mean your ass is safe doing it.
Yeah, same with hacking.
What?
Same with hacking.
Oh, yeah, because you might get caught, or you might just mess up your own computer trying to hack stuff. However, there are very few cases actually require major exorcisms, apparently. Out of 180 cases that Father Thomas has seen, he says that he's carried out maybe just a dozen or so major exorcisms. Now, my question... And see, this leads me with this. Okay, I've dealt with 180 cases. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm Father Thomas at the moment. Hi, I've dealt with 180 cases, but only a dozen or so needed major exorcism.
Isn't that okay. still a lot?
I'm like, a dozen is like maybe 12 or so out of 180.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm saying.
Here, let me ask you this. Major exorcism as opposed to minor? So I'm like, does it matter? The fact that you really have to do one, does make it, you know?
It's big enough already.
I'm like, you're saying major. That's like me stabbing you in the stomach. And it's like, it's just
a tiny little shank, you know? It's nothing big. It's not like it's nothing big.
Yeah, it's like, this motherfucker could still bleed out. It's like major or minor. Motherfucker, there's still a demon up in this bitch. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like men's. Okay, fuck off.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Now, just to give you guys a little more information on exorcisms. In the Catholic Church, a major exorcism can only be carried out by a priest or a bishop's, with the bishop's approval, which basically means, technically in the church, a priest has to get permission from the church to do it. So if a priest technically goes out and does an exorcism without permission, that's kind of like, it's like walking into a fight. Mm-hmm. And you're going by yourself because you didn't get your backup crew to come with you just in case. So basically, you know what I mean? So like you're going to fight. It's like going into a fight. Like, and you're like, it's just you against these five demons. I'm like, you didn't bring your boys? Well, I forgot to ask, you know, for them to come. You know, it's all a major thing. You know, see the way my cell phone is set up, I couldn't make my phone calls. it involves specific prayers, like invocations for the demon to leave the body. And it's never the priest, it's never supposed to be I. It's not me, my ass is telling you to do this. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus. Because this way it's all like, no. I don't got no beef with you, demon. It ain't me. It's Jesus that got beef with you. I'm just letting you know. You know, right?
Yeah, it is true.
Because they tell you don't talk to directly to the demon, don't pay attention to him. But seriously, it's like, yo, you need to get the fuck out, because Jesus says so. Okay, like, I got no issue with you. Don't be starting shit with me. But
why,
Jesus ain't playing this shit.
Follow you.
Actually, that does happen. That can happen though. And like I said, there is that case I'm going to tell you about, and it'll be interesting. Now, what happens in an exorcism?
Is it weird how I'd actually want to be in a haunted house for a little bit? Just for the scare of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But haunted house is way different from a freaking demon, though.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, wouldn't that be kind
of
cool?
I could just slap the shit out of you and be like, look at that. Look at that. That's
it's fucking ghost.
Now, this I got from a website. And it says, as outlined by the Catholic.org, which is kind of the big Catholic website, a priest must wear a certain tunic and he has to wear a purple stole. The person who's possessed may be bound, which means you might tie them down. You don't have to, but you may have to. There needs to be holy water. You have to make signs of the cross. The priest will call on saints and he prays.
Boy, you arrested.
Yeah, he calls the religion police to come down and whoop this motherfucker's ass. And basically, they're using the Bible and stuff to drive demons out. In Jesus' name, he asks the possession to yield to God and basically to leave as many times as he needs to. So it's kind of like what I said, you know, paranormal beatdown, where you slap the shit. Instead of slapping the demon physically, you're slapping him with prayers in Jesus' name. Okay? Because I'm going to grab that demon, I'm going to grab him by the nuts and pull through what hurts and punch him in the gut in Jesus' name.
Not mine, Jesus.
Not mine. I ain't got no problem with you. But Jesus told me I had to come and get rid of you. I wonder if they can hear us outside. I hear people laughing.
Just watch this for a second.
What is this? Okay, this boy just shows me the cat in the hat with the belt. In Jesus' name.
I don't know. I just randomly thought of that and I really want to show you it.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is from an actual article. This is from I'm going to read parts and parts I'm going to paraphrase for you guys. And this came from the paranormalsociety.org. According to a former Catholic priest in demonic possession, one of the things an exorcist faces is that the spirit knows all of his secrets and will openly attack him. So you know what that means? You know what that means? Remember that time you went to... Now, I'm just using examples, but you remember that time you went to your funeral and you saw a ring on the dead body you liked and you stole it thinking nobody noticed it, and then you go do an exorcism, this demon's gonna know that. They know all the shit, the bad shit you've done, and they'll use it on you. That's part of the reason they say that only certain people should be exorcists, because you gotta be strong enough to deal with your own, the bad stuff you've done, and hopefully you haven't done bad shit.
Okay, so that demon is pretty similar to me.
It's kind of messed up, yeah. So he says you don't want to go into a situation like that facing a demon and have all your sins exposed. So it's kind of messed up, especially if you're doing it in front of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this former Catholic priest, actually, now this is the part I was going to tell you about. This is the part I'm going to be reading chunks and stuff because it's this is from a case and it goes kind of long, see? So I'm going to just try and paraphrase some of it. Anyway. He mentioned that they had a professor in when he was in the seminary in Hawaii, and he had been not only an exorcist, but he had actually had a case of possession there amongst his students. Now, what happened is, as a result of being an exorcist, the demon harassed this priest all the time. All the students slept in one large dormitory area, and this one student, just in the middle of the night, would have this deep demonic voice come out of him and laugh insanely in like just the middle while everyone's freaking sleeping. He would fly out of bed and go into the aisle, and when he brushed his teeth, the tube of toothpaste would explode all over everything. Shit. Damn, that's just evil.
Damn, wasting money like that?
Damn, man, come on, man, that's Colgate. That's top shelf, man. This ain't no Crest. And then it got to be worse and worse over a period of months, and it came to the fruition that they were in a ceremony in the chapel when the help of he was helping hold something, and I'm so lost here on what the guy's saying. Basically, the priest and everybody in the room was locked. It seemed like it's locked in slow motion, and they heard his large demon laughing out loud in the middle of the church and mocking the presence of God. He said they had to do a whole exorcism on the whole school and the chapel. So they're like, yo, this shit is fucked up. We're going to exorcise everything. Yo, bring me that chair. Why? Because I'm going to exorcise it. Bring me that speaker. Why? I'm going to exorcise it. Yo, bring me them chicken nuggets. Why? Because I'm hungry. Now, this is the interesting part. This is the part I want you people to pay attention, because everyone thinks... the fact that this is bothering a priest, that's what I want to get at. The fact that it's bothering a priest shows that demons and spirits just, there's no 100% safety, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I mean, some people say that your faith alone, and who's supposed to have more faith than a priest? Even they can be targets. Now, like I said, with possession, right? Everyone always thinks, oh, you have an exorcism and it's exorcism and now it's all gone. Everything's fine.
No.
Shit happens afterwards, because he goes, while the exorcism was successful, things continued. The demon kept harassing the priest for a period of months, to the point when he was sleeping at night, the bed would fly up 6 feet off the floor, come crashing down. He'd get blankets pulled off of his bed. He would hear demonic laughter and all sorts of other stuff. Now, my personal issue with this motherfucker is when he would try to eat, the demon would throw food on the floor. Now, that's just not cool.
Bruh, I'll fucking eat that shit anyway, bitch. Suck my dick, demon. Fucking hungry.
Yo, don't say that out loud. He might show up and be like, what's up? You said suck something? I'm here for this. What's up? My name is Lawrence.
Bitch, I ain't know you gay.
You might not be. Just be like, you told me to. I'm just here to do so. You told me
to. How do you know the demon's not a girl?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know.
How do you know? There might be a third sex role. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what kind of demon junk they got. We don't know what's going on in there downstairs. Hashtag,
what if they got both?
Hashtag demon junk.
What if they got both? Look.
Well, some...
If
you look at some old school art of demons, they do have some... Some of them are drawn with, like, genitals all over the place. Some of them have, like, an evil face. There's a famous one that's, like, an evil face where the crotch is. So it's like, oh, well.
Sounds like something from Rick and Morty.
I'm sorry, Mr. Demon. Your vagina was talking to me while you were yelling at me. I didn't quite catch its name. Oh my God, I totally lost. So we'd throw food on the floor. Now, here's the thing. This is where the priest explained something. He wasn't possessed because the exorcism happened. He wasn't possessed. He was what they call obsessed. Possession is when the demon internalizes in the person, and demonic obsession is when he doesn't go with the person, but he harasses the person from the outside. So it's like I'm not in your house, but I'm outside your house, and I'm going to bother the fuck out of you, and I'm going to fuck up your yard. Okay? I can't get into your house, but I can throw eggs at your windows and shit, basically. It's like the devil becoming obsessed with the person and gets angry at them. So there is cases about this. Like, I do know the original case of the movie Exorcist is based on, where it's a boy. After the exorcist got rid of the demon, there were still little instances where things were happening. And supposedly some of it slowly went away. And I've heard of other cases where stuff continued afterwards. So just so you know, exorcism isn't like the cure-all. It doesn't get rid of it 100% per se. It gets it out of your ass, but that don't mean he can't slap your ass from the outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, slap ass. Anyway, and this is the fucked up part about the story. The priest says that the demon kept bothering the guy for a couple of months, and he told it to go away, and he prayed over it. He says it kind of went away slowly. But he said the guy eventually left the seminary, and he's not sure if he really got rid of it because he never really heard from the guy again. So that's kind of messed up. So for all we know, that guy's still trying to brush his teeth and having, you know, yeah.
Bitch, let me in. Or for all you know, he could have actually got completely possessed again.
Afterward, it's possible because...
Wait, I have a question.
What?
Is it possible to get possessed to a point where that the demon can make it so that they could basically live your life?
That's kind of what they're doing when they're getting in you. They're trying to take your soul, and then they...
No, but
there is something they call that, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because the next... I'll go into that, because the next part of this, what I was going to tell you, kind of connects to that. and speaking of priests not being safe from demons and stuff, this is coming from a New York Post article, and this actually even leads into a book in a documentary that I believe is still on Netflix. A possessed child is believed to basically cause the death of an Irish priest. And then Malachi Martin, who went on to perform the exorcism of a four-year-old girl in Connecticut in 1999, and apparently died really soon after his after this encounter, died from falling off a chair in his own library and hurting his head. But from what I remember, there were like nobody pushed him. He was fine and just kind of fell off, like if something pushed, forced him off the thing and hurt his head. And even then, I think there were issues about how he hurt his head. So they're like, he wasn't even the one that was possessed. He went to go take part in exorcism and the shit came and fucked with him. Mm-hmm. And then the Netflix documentary, it's called Hostage to the Devil. The book is same name, written by the same guy, Malachi Martin. And if the documentary follows Malachi's friend, who's a former CIA agent, who goes around and kind of showing you what led to the meeting of the girl. And apparently, when the Martin guy went over to meet the girl, all she said, the voice came out, "So you're Malachi Martin. You think you can help her?" Man died at age 78, suffering trauma to his head from the fall. Now, you were asking about... what the hell was your question again? I forgot already.
I asked a question.
Yeah.
Can a demon, like...
Possess yeah. So that's what happens. Malachi Martin was a psychologist, or psychiatrist, I forget which one. So he came from the world of science. The book I read, Hostage to the Devil, is basically five cases where he was brought in to see if it was mental illness, where he's like, no, it was demonic possession. And this is someone who came in apparently not fully believing in religion and demons and stuff originally. And in one of the cases, he goes on to explain that what the demons basically want is your soul and take it to hell. But in taking it to hell, they're also enjoying taking and teasing you. And also the whole point of possession is not just, here, let me take this person. The whole point is, let me make this person part of me. Like, they're melding. They're trying to become you. And then, in the case, he mentions how one guy has a demon bothering him that's slowly trying to possess him. And he goes to meet some other guy. And apparently the demon that's bothering him won't go near the other guy that he's meeting. Not because the other guy is holy, because the other guy's already possessed. And the other guy is in what they call a perfect possession, where no exorcist ever came, nothing happened. So him and the demon's soul became one. And that's what's alive inside the guy.
That's scary as shit.
Well, it's scary to think about the fact that the other demon ain't fucking with that one. Like, oh, no, that motherfucker, no.
So if he brings him to the other guy, what would happen? The demon would completely...
The other demon might be like, motherfucker, get out of my house. This is my body.
What if they became roommates?
Oh, my God. What is this, MTV The Real World? What happens when demons start being nice and start getting real?
That's weird. Maybe.
Oh, well, like I said, that's what they call.
Is more powerful than the other one.
And that's what they said. They call perfect possession. Now, and the interesting thing about, and I got this also from Malachi's book information, demons can't get in you unless you let them. So the whole deal with possession is they're tricking you to get inside of you. Sometimes they'll bother you or they'll trick you to get in, and basically they can't get in unless you
like,
give them
permission. Like
they're an angel. They could.
That's the story of Annabelle.
They have different tricks, yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. But and the whole deal is you have to give it permission. Mm-hmm. Now,
so just don't be a fucking idiot and you'll be fine. Except it's probably harder than that.
Yeah, they're tricks the little devil. Tricks.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. But for demons.
Now, you guys want to know, hear something about someone that don't give a fuck about demons? Father Francisco Lopez Sedano is an 80-year-old Mexican exorcist. First of all, that right there is pretty badass. Now, in the 40 years of service, he has conducted at least 6,000 exorcisms, according to him. And according to him, he says the devil is afraid of him. This old school Mexican priest is like, I've done so many exorcisms that they know not to fuck with me. Now, I'm imagining this guy comes in, you know, like, and then he comes in. Don't you know who I am? No, who are you? I'm like, Father Francisco Lopez said, no, bitch, I will fuck you up. And then demon's like, ay, puta.
And leaves.
Peace out, bro.
Bye-bye. doesn't even need to start saying so. It's just like says his name, fucking dips.
And then you just see like
it'd be scary as shit.
Yeah.
No, I know.
But that's kind of messed up. Scared. The thing that scares you is scared. That's supposed to scare
you. Is there
you,
stuff like haunted mirrors? Like when you look in the mirror, you could see things like the way there, you die or.
That's a form of fortune telling and stuff, and that's a story for another time, though.
Mm-hmm.
But you were saying, I mean, now if you guys want to know more, you guys can always look up. Like I said, I'll put some links below for some of the stuff I mentioned. You guys can read more information on it. Look up Hostage to the Devil, the on Netflix, or the book by Malachi Martin. If you guys have any questions, thoughts, comments, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter on Ed Die Podcast, or hit me up directly at Is Ed Die Dead on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, if you like shirts, don't forget to come to the show before Halloween, some fucking day, October.
The October 22nd Halloween show with Discipline Theory, Dead Time, Dead Day Rising, with prizes and costume prizes and stuff by Fright Rags, happening all 27th at the Village Pub in Lindenhurst. Check it out. If you guys need more information, just go to disciplinetheory.com.
Did I mention I'm not getting paid for this shit?
That's right. If you want to send this boy some money, hit us up. Email us at podcast@isedidead.
But don't forget to check out our Patreon.
Our Patreon. We need to make you. We'll make a Patreon. You know what? We're gonna make a Patreon so this kid can shut up and get some money. Well, actually, we do have stuff. A lot of stuff we could do with the Patreon. So we're gonna look into that because we want to make a Patreon, but we have to offer you guys a little something too if we're gonna do it. So we gotta look into
something
it.
If you catch
a little something, something, you know, a little something naughty. You guys ever seen Demon Nipples? Anyway, we'll catch you guys next time. And until then,
fuck.
Demon Nipples.